advisors will reconvene, and we're at item 8A, discover Siskiyou. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board. Tanya Douse, and I'm with the Siskiyou Economic Development Council. I want to thank you for just a few minutes of your time this morning so that we can share a report about our work. I also just want to say that this is the time of the year, and we're at a point where we really are looking at our work plan and making sure that we are listening to you. We respect your leadership. We consider your input seriously, and we regard this opportunity to engage with you highly. I am joined today by my excellent teammates, Heather Dodds, Jason Young, and Corey Hayden. And I'm going to turn this over to them, and then I'll stick around for any questions.
Sounds like a plan. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Heather Dodds, Program Director for Discover Siskiyou.
Jason Young, Stakeholder Communications.
And we just wanted to provide a quick update on what's going on with our program. I know last time we were here, we were discussing film commissions, so I wanted to give you all an update on that. After receiving the board's approval to pursue the film commission designation, we did meet with Larry Alexander, who was the film commissioner at that time. And he was actually thrilled to have us take this on, and he will remain in an advisory role for us as we get our film commission project off of the ground. So Jason is actually going to be heading up that program, so I'll turn it over to him to talk about some of the specifics we've been working on there.
Yeah, so we're now actually the official designation, so that was just recently approved within the last couple weeks. Right now we're doing a complete revamp of the website, which we hope to have launched by the beginning of February. We've been working with Larry and a few others throughout the county and building some of the contacts and things like that. We just met with the State Film Commission to work on starting to set up those proposals to come through. We've actually had 3 or 4 already out the gate, and we're just pushing forward on getting the website launched so they have access to that. And then we're also working with all the cities and the county in developing a little bit more streamlined process for film permits and those kinds of things.
We have some fun PR opportunities too. We're going to be participating. They're calling it a film fam, but it's a fam tour basically for location scouts and producers. And typically, Upstate California Film Commission runs this, and they would just come up to Siskiyou for like half a day. But now that we are getting connected with them, they're actually going to stay overnight in Siskiyou and be up here for 2 days, getting kind of the VIP tour of filming locations, which is really, really exciting. So we're really looking forward and thankful to you all that you agreed to let us pursue that. We did want to provide just kind of a brief overall update. We're very grateful for the snow, finally, since so much of our winter tourism is dependent on snow sports. Really glad that the ski park is open and our freeways are reopened, and we're still tracking ahead of our projected revenue for the year, which is great. And Jason actually just pulled overnight stay numbers recently. We were looking at year over year, and we're up 5% in overnight stays from last year to this
year. So yeah, that means people are actually staying longer in the locations that they're at. And that was across the county, so I pulled everything from Meade over to Edna all the way down to Dunsmuir. So that was one of the nice things to see, is that people, when they are coming up here, they're staying a little bit longer. They're not just staying, you know, 1 or 2 days or staying.
I take that translation to TOT taps, and you can quantify that?
Yes.
And you, as you well know, predominantly the cities are the beneficiaries of that.
Yes.
Correct.
So they give you the information?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
It would be nice to see that.
We can get to run a report for you.
I think that should be a regular part of your presentation.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it does affect the county's budget too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check
great.
This out.
We can start doing that for sure.
So I report that because of lack of snow in Bend, a lot of people that normally ski there were coming down here with this last storm, because the ski areas were up again, so we benefited from their drought.
And we've seen a lot more traffic on 97 over the last 2 years. Like, Doris has actually increased their visits by 7%, I want to say, just within the last year of what's been going through.
I'll say the other thing we use the same data software is for event economic impact, and we came up with a formula that I actually think is pretty conservative. when we look at the events that we fund through our event marketing awards program, we figure that locals might spend about $20 a day at a local event, you know, buying food, you know, crafts, whatever, and then an out-of-towner very conservatively would spend about $125 a day. So looking at that, the economic impact of our events for last year was a little over $6.5 million, which I was surprised by that number. The highest economic impact was at the Mount Shasta 4th of July Festival, but I would say the Scott Valley Rodeos were actually significant too, which was cool to see. And we did just open up our second round of funding for our event marketing awards, and they were actually full within 48 hours, which was great. The word is out. We got applications from all over the county, the Shasta Gravel Hugger here in North Siskiyou, the Flicks Festival in Scott Valley, which is now, they're going to call the Glow Fest, Scott Valley Rodeos, the Art of Survival Bike Ride out in East Siskiyou, the Weed Steampunk Festival, just a really good collection of events from all throughout the county, and we're so happy to be able to support them through that program as well.
And to round it out, as you heard Art of Survival and Gravel Hugger.
Oh, yeah.
We actually just took over Cycle Siskiyou, so we were working with George Jennings and Cal Or Travel. We've taken on Cycle Siskiyou, so we're going to be doing a huge push to promote cycling throughout the county.
It's actually going to be a separate website that's going to be kind of a sub-brand of Discover Siskiyou, so we think we'll be able to effectively market cycling a lot better. Yeah. So we're excited about that.
Yeah.
That's
it?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'd just like to add, too, the work I've done with Larry over the years. For the Flicks Fest, I haven't been able to do anything because of COVID for the last couple of years, but they're really looking forward to this year. Reopening, and for those who don't know, Larry is near completion of a very large big screen LED theater.
Yes.
To accommodate that event.
Any questions from anyone else? Go ahead, Supervisor Chris.
For Markel, it was really nice to have the Cycle Siskiyou taken on. I think you guys are really great with it. And then I like the participation we have with the Volcanic Lake and CC Nick Byway.
Thank you.
I think that's, you've taken the leadership position there. And I think it's going to be great for the whole county in general, but for specifically the byway, Tulake, Doris, McLeod, and this will be a revenue generator for us.
100%.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much.
Have a great day.
Item 8E, Siskiyou Economic Development Council. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Corey Egan. I'm a program manager with the Siskiyou County Economic Development Council. I've been on the team for 5 years now. And I'm here just to share other impacts from the 2023 year. Discover Siskiyou provided an exceptional example of what started in 2015 as what we call a sector strategy. It was very important to us to look specifically at tourism and grow and expand and deliver. Heather and Jason just showed the progress that can occur in that span of time. That work fell underneath our business development work at the SEDC. There's several highlights and programs underneath business development. The first is the Small Business Development Center. This has been in existence, again, since about 2016 as a strategy to mitigate unemployment and give our small businesses direct advising, expertise, help, and assistance that they need to expand and grow. And so we took on that responsibility through the SBA, and several years later are still delivering programs strongly and successfully. Our metrics from 2023 are 129 businesses assisted just with the SBDC and 426 hours of technical assistance provided. Our staff expertise in what they call CDBG funding, this is state funding that can be accessed for micro assistance. This means we can access dollars to deliver directly to businesses. This can be rare, to actually deliver a dollar or $20,000 to a business without them having to pay that back. So it's not a loan. So in 2023, we successfully leveraged $526,000 in micro assistance and allocated that funding to 26 businesses throughout the county, reaching every jurisdiction and also unincorporated areas with that funding. Again, that reached 29 businesses, and that included 20 women-owned businesses. So the ability to leverage that funding, we're very, very proud of that work, and it's not easy. It takes a lot of paperwork and a lot of diligence to match up applicants to that funding, but we think that's a really rewarding metric to deliver.
Can you hold right there? Let's not miss that point real quick. Let's just kind of highlight.
Sit there for
a while. So $526,000.
Yes. No payback? Correct. These are called...
To 29 businesses in Siskiyou County.
Correct.
For the work of EDC.
Yes.
Thank you. That's what I need
to know. Thank you, Michael. That helped us have it back. You're right. It takes a moment of pause to fully immerse that accomplishment. Our next area of work under business development is business expansion and retention. This is an area that Jason actually dedicates quite a bit of time to help businesses locate in our area, to see businesses who might be interested in expanding from Reading. We also serve as the point of contact for the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development, which means when there's a competitive opportunity to site a business in California, we're alerted and we participate in that RFI. It's kind of like, it's a little bit like applying for a very robust opportunity. That RFI is not an easy a package to submit, but we hold that in our office. Again, I did start by letting you know that Discover Siskiyou started as a sector strategy, and this work is something we're very proud of. When we highlight one specific area that we see Siskiyou County having so much potential in, so we are doing comprehensive work in agriculture, which I'll mention in a minute, and outdoor recreation and wood utilization. These are all industries we think hold great potential in Siskiyou that we want to embrace, hold, grow, and develop and forecast on behalf of in our work. But I'll mention more about agriculture in a minute. Brownfields. You might be familiar with some of our work in Brownfields. It's a program we've overseen for about 20 years successfully, and we've leveraged funding to take sites that are either abandoned or determined or perceived as contaminated, like former mill sites, and help those locations be assessed and also cleaned up and ready for redevelopment. The landing in Mount Shasta is one example of our long time work, but other locations in Siskiyou that were former brownfields include Nexus Beef Packing, Advantage Paving, Tractor Supply, the Siskiyou County Transit Center, the former Doris Mill site, and the historic Carnegie Library. These are all sites where our brownfields work and investment has helped to very prosperous outcomes. So it's not one commonly known in our community always, but it's been very, very beneficial for Siskiyou County. The area we've grown the most in the past year has been in agriculture, and this has certainly been in response to a dire need by our local producers, farm businesses, and ranching businesses. We've been able to identify what we call agriculture innovation, and this is our work to put representatives and cohort groups and individuals closely together to identify problems and find solutions and match up with top of the industry minds and expertise. So we've been able to bring ranching for profit to Siskiyou County. We've connected our producers to Five Mary's Small Business Entrepreneur Program. We've brought the Western Meat School through on-demand courses to our producers, all of these available at discounted or no cost to our producers. Our program tries to allocate an equivalent of $1,200 to each producer for these services. So in other words, the expertise and the time and the coursework that we're able to provide at no cost can easily be translated into dollars saved by our agriculture businesses. Siskiyou Farm Co., you might have noticed the online food hub featuring 40 producers around Siskiyou County. This work has made our local products available for pickup in Scott Valley, in Wairika, and in Mount Shasta. This, again, has been our effort to bring the customer and the producer together and create a new market for our producers. So we're very, very proud of our work, which in 2023 generated $50,000 in food sales for our local producers and highlighted 400 products from Siskiyou County. So. We're very, very proud of introducing that into the marketplace. lastly, in 2023, we did successfully, I'm going to use the word win, it's not my favorite word, but I'll go with secure, three state designations that we're very, very proud of. The first one was a Shasta Cascade Innovation Hub. This was a $1 million award from the California State Office of the Small Business Advocate. There are 13 hubs throughout the state. Our work to specialize in agriculture, outdoor recreation, and wood utilization was awarded by the state because of their interest in supporting our region and these sectors in their resiliency. The second one is the Siskiyou Climate Collaborative. This was our application to the state, Strategic Growth Council. They awarded 6 awards in the state of California. This was for $1.5 million over 3 years. Our interpretation of the Siskiyou Climate Collaborative is to unite 6 amazing and unique partners to dedicate time and energy and resources to climate resiliency over the next 3 years. And our partners are the Shasta Valley RCD, the UC Agricultural Natural Resources Cooperative Extension, the EDC ourselves, which is ourselves, the SORA, which is the Siskiyou Outdoor Recreation Alliance in Mount Shasta, SMART, which is our workforce agency in Siskiyou County and in Shasta, and lastly, the Karuk Tribe Natural Resources. And so these 6 partners applied for the funding, interviewed, and were awarded in a total of 6 awards throughout the state. We're really, really proud of our work over the next 3 years. We're glad to answer any questions about that. The last state award is known as SURF. It's now called California Jobs for All. But SURF offered a pilot program where they awarded $40 million for project readiness throughout the state, and we were awarded $2.14 for our work in that same working landscape sector, but also to rehabilitate the Carnegie Library. So we were the only project in the North State, and certainly are a champion of its success in our rural region, and we're very, very proud of this particular funding that was awarded. I'm going to invite Tanya Douse to the microphone because that's the end of my anecdotes and reports for the year 2023. But this work is not possible without our shared economic development plan, and I'll let Tanya just talk a little bit more about that, or you can also certainly ask us questions. Tanya Douse.
Thank you, Corey and Heather and Jason, and thanks again for this opportunity. Corey mentioned the shared work plan that we have with the county. So the Siskiyou Economic Development Council has been a partner of the county. We consider ourselves part of the county, and for close to 40 years now. So it's a long game strategy. We've been working on this. We want you to think of us as your team, your economic development team, and the investment that you make in us through this agreement is the seed money that allows us to do all of the work that we do. And so we take it seriously. That money, we care for it, we steward it, we leverage it 100 times over, and we try to make sure that we can come back to you and represent proudly that work on a regular basis. And I also just want to say that we want to hear from you. So, as I mentioned at the beginning, this is that time for us as we bring the 5-year MOU to a conclusion and queue up a renewal of our agreement with the county. We want to hear from you. We want to know what your priorities are. We want your positive and critical feedback so that we can be sure that we're aware of it and can plan for it. I would also like to say that to the folks here in the audience that we welcome input as we prepare for this next 5 years of work that we do. Much of what you've heard about today is like ongoing. I mean, you don't drop off a cliff, right? This work is committed, and it's going to go on for some years to come. And you've heard some bright areas of opportunity. I think Corey may have not mentioned that we were just awarded a program called the Beginner Farmer Rancher Development Program. It looks exactly like it, Small Business Development Center, but really targeted to agriculture. We have been selected as the co-leader for investment in a healthy soils program. So again, this is all just examples of that small investment that you make in us is the seed money that allows us to do everything that we do. So, and we're here to answer questions, hear comments.
Comments from the board? Questions? Supervisor Howard.
We need to meet. I'm well aware of the agricultural investments that have been made, and thank you very much for those. And Five Marys is a wonderful partner to work with, I know that. And I, you know, it's like the crown jewel of my district, actually, from a business development standpoint. I guess hearing from me, and we can talk more in detail, going forward, coming up on the MOU, what I'd like to see, I guess, is an assessment of, you know, we've invested volumes of money, yet we're still a pretty poor county. And I'd like to see, I guess, what return on the investment. I don't even know if those figures exist, but I'd sure like to see what the economic benefit has been as it proliferates across the county with the investments that have been made. And then in the future, I'm looking for something significant in this county, a significant industry of some kind to replace what we've lost over the last 25, 30 years. And you're the only economic engine I've got right now. And I'd like to see some emphasis put on that.
And we definitely appreciate your comments. You know, regarding, again, as I mentioned, this investment in economic development is a long game strategy, mm-hmm. and you have to, you know, we can't work miracles, but we certainly, if you look around Siskiyou County, you'd be hard pressed to find a project or a new development or a new investment from private industry that we didn't help in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. Most of the work that we do out there goes under the radar screen by intentionally because we work with businesses in a way that's often very proprietary. So that's when we try to wrap it all up and bring it back to you in aggregate numbers. But I hear you.
One other thing, this is not a criticism, this is just kind of what's going on right now. The Forest Service is in the process of revising the Northwest Forest Plan. And as I look at their assessments, they keep touting the fact that recreation, you know, recreation replaced this, recreation replaced that. Well, you know, outside of some investments in Mount Shasta and maybe something we, from a recreation standpoint, that's not true in my district. My district is still well below the poverty level as a result of what they did with that plan. So that plan is going to be revised by this administration in June and make it even more restrictive. And I'm horribly concerned about that. So just something else to put on your radar screen.
So if I could just interject, because you bring up the Forest Service plan, I've mentioned to Ms. Nielsen, where are you? I think I mentioned about the county needs a comment. I think EDC needs a comment. Because I'm going back to D.C., my goal is to go to Randy Moore and speak to him specifically regarding that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, I'm thankful for bringing that up because I've been pushing that envelope.
Yeah.
So with your experience, I'm expecting you to bring some comments that we can incorporate to
work
that.
On.
Yeah, thank you. And since I have the floor, just, you know, Ms. Dowse, I've been a... been at this long enough, you know, I appreciate all the effort that you have put into this, if you will, but I can't say that I've seen the drop to the bottom line when it comes to the overall county budget, and I'll use the TOT as an example. Yeah, it's going up incrementally, and I think there's some tangible, I think the cities get the biggest benefit when it comes to all this, and I'm not sure that, and sometimes I think that they need to step up their funding. We're putting a lot of funding into it. And I want to see that balanced out, quite honestly, because it seems to me that the county is carrying the load when it comes to business attraction, those kind of things. I will try to sell my pet project. Where's my sign down in Dunsmuir to get people getting back on that freeway into the town of Dunsmuir? You know, those kind of things. I think those are the things we need to look at. It's not just Dunsmuir. That's just, to me, the point project that we need to expand elsewhere. We got to do it for ourselves type thing. So that's my sales pitch.
Down here. Supervisor Chris, you're good?
I'm doing it. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Appreciate your work on the Spirit California Economic Development Council, the work you do there, representing the county. It's kind of a gateway with different businesses and those sorts of things. Reporting and bringing in that information comprehensively that you do from the county and that organization. Diving into the weeds a little bit, the Dorsonville site, I understand, ground field on it. Do you have visibility on that data where that stands and funding and understand there needs to be one more testing out there for that mill site. If that were to be successful, to be one of those, as Supervisor Capel brought up, one of those game changers for the Reed Valley community, developing an industrial site instead of just having to sit there vacant into something happening in the natural resource base and growing there, but also some jobs in that community.
Thank you for mentioning that. We are in the process of assisting them, tapping into the brownfields tools to do some of the assessment work so that they can move that site forward into redevelopment. So, happy to do it.
Well, thank you. And then the way I see our counties also use the word contribution or funding for SCED as a C board as a C funding. Mm-hmm. When I look at Supervisor Costa, I think it was 520,000 micro businesses and different things that happen, I see it as a C funding. I believe it's 135,000 or 15 a year.
To us?
Yeah.
130.
130, okay. Which is, I will be able to. There was a CEO there named Tom Owen, and he said we can hire someone to do economic development for the county for that, and we'll be able to have that be a seed money for your organization as well as to the funding that's been brought in resources. So we talked about job creation, and that sounds wonderful. The thing is, we kind of have there's a lot of people who are applying for the jobs. There's a lot of ag economies that are actually bringing in workers from outside the country to come and do the connection with those sorts of jobs there. So I think you're connected with the Siskiyou Works?
Yes, definitely.
So that's a connection there too. Getting the youth, the work habits, those sorts of things, bringing into the local economy. It'd be great to create the job. You've got to have people coming in. You've got to capture that local youth. Have that job there. I'm interested too in capturing the 97 traffic for, I'll say, Weed and Doris, the Dole areas, Deep Valley, capturing that travel through traffic. Also for 89, of course, on the cloud. Resiliency, when I look at ag, the diversification of it, I'll use Smiley for example. Lake Water Conservation District used the one up there in the near neck of the woods. Water gets shut off 1 year. That could really be make or break. It could be the for sale sign coming up. So the resiliency and diversification there to keep businesses going. I'll stop with that.
Just quickly, I really appreciate the work that all of you have done to promote this county. And to coordinate with all of not only the county's representatives, but each city and the smaller areas that you've brought into as players, because that's what really counts in this county, especially, is buy-in from everybody. C2C has a huge spot in this, and I think coordinating there is enormous because they're the gateway to bringing it in both directions, people leaving and wanting to come back and people coming into this county that need places to go. So coordination there is a great opportunity. Also on 97, people coming in, also people leaving and wanting to come back. Supervisor Chris hit it there. The scenic byway, all of those things are huge tourist attractions. TOT, Supervisor Valenzuela hit it, that is a huge thing that we need to concentrate on that's super important to all of us, not only cities, but the county as well. Brownsfield, everything you guys have been working on is just so important. Our Carnegie Building is like the project heaven for us, especially here in Wairika. It's going to bring in so much and so many to this community and throughout the county. It's going to be gigantic. You have worked so hard on that, and I appreciate everything you put into that. That is your lifeblood, Corey, and I really do appreciate that. I appreciate the fact that you've kept not only me, but I think all of the supervisors involved in what your projects are and what you do for each one of our districts. And I think that's really paramount to making sure that your projects move forward. And I hope that you continue to do that. I think that's really important for me, especially, is to know what you're up to and where you're headed. It helps me be able to support your projects and hopefully move them forward. I also hope that you continue to branch out, reach out throughout the state and with our legislators to keep lobbying for more that comes back into our county. We need a little bit of growth. We need that economic stability, and looking forward to more industry, bigger projects here is what's going to help us do that. So go forth and do good things.
Thank you very much. And you know, I know we've said this, but we're acutely aware that resources are stretched very thin and that we're all expected to do more today than we had to do 5 years ago. So we hear you. We know that you want to see every dollar you invest in our work to be well invested.
So lastly, and then hopefully you'll stick around here and you'll understand why in a minute when I give you what I'm going to tell you. Just for everybody's information, it takes a $50 million project to bring $100,000 a year roughly to the general fund. A home at $500,000 is roughly $1,000 a year to the general fund. EDC, when citing, for instance, a crystal geyser at a $50 million project, that is bringing $100,000 a year back into the county. And frankly, I'll just say it, I don't know that government can do that on its own. And so I appreciate what you do at EDC in generating those dollars. It's usually long-term. It's not something that we see tomorrow. But a couple of things for you to think about. The LTC is struggling with transportation to ski park. There seems to be a need there. We don't know what that need looks like. We don't know if it's a subsidized need from stage at the LTC or if it's a private government partnership. But I'd appreciate you taking a look at it and paying attention to what we're dealing with at LTC and our staff to see what you can add to that dialogue. Because to me, if there's a high demand, it should be profitable for the private sector, whoever that may be. Secondly on that, the landing has been in the city of Mount Shasta and on the books for a terribly long time. And I'm going to go back a little ways because somewhere in the late 70s, a gentleman by the name of Carl Martin was trying to develop skiing on Mount Shasta after the ski bowl, the original ski bowl shut down. Prior to the current Mount Shasta Ski Park. But one of the things that was talked about then was running some type of transportation from the city of Mount Shasta to the ski park directly, like a gondola, a lift of some kind. The landing has plenty of parking for that and could be developed towards that end, which would relieve a lot of the congestion at the ski park itself, allow for expansion, and also benefit South County in total as well as the county as a whole for that type of infrastructure. I know that's a far reach. I know it's very expensive, but we've talked about tourism in Siskiyou County for a very, very, very long time, and that would be something that would be, I would think, more or less a year-round recreational tourism type thing, if we could pull something like that off. Lastly, we struggle with the development of our airports. Siskiyou in particular, and Weed in particular, we're seeing higher-end planes that are landing that are bringing a form of tourism that I don't think we're capturing in total. I think we're a sleeper in that realm. but we're getting people from East Coast, from all over the country that come here for whether it's fishing, recreation, some type of activity, even to the extent of these summer camps that we have available over in the Scott Valley. We're terribly underdeveloped in that realm, and we need your help in assisting to also provide your assistance in that development. The next item here, or a couple items, I would ask that at least someone from your staff would stay on to hear. We're going to hear about Siskiyou and Weed airports here in a presentation that will give you a little bit of an idea of what we're dealing with. But for instance, Weed in particular, which takes a lot of the out of the area jets that are coming in that serve some of the properties, some of the recreation that goes on in the county as a total. This is my 18th year on the board, and I can't emphasize this enough. That's been a struggle for 18 years to try and get something out there off the ground, literally. So, and we're getting there. Recently, it's improving, but I would appreciate whatever input you can put into that from your experience elsewhere in the West Coast. So, I thank you for your presentation today, and look forward to continuing to work with you and your staff.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You okay, Wendy?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're going to move on to item 9A, General Services. Ms. Amanda is going to come up and give us an update, I think, and maybe a little more. We still need some action, I guess, by us.
Yeah, so good morning. Amanda Kimball, Project Coordinator for General Services. This resolution is coming back to you to ask to keep it going. Attached is a contract that we are in the signing processes to fix the push wall. There's cement blocks that are stacked on top of one another that are not secured, so that's a safety hazard, and we would like to continue with the emergency action to move forward with fixing that. I did come back from a week of vacation, but with a correction I missed from Dana at County Council on the contract. I've already revised it, just need to get it sent off. On page one, Section 2B, it has the Green Book of 2021 edition. I needed to update that to the 22 edition, and I will be fixing that to move forward.
Okay.
Any questions?
Any questions from anyone?
Move to approve.
I have a motion to approve.
Thank you.
Supervisor Hopp?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Okren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsett?
Aye.
Thank you.